Today's shir is Daf Lamed Zayin, but we're going to begin on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, about 10 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav, Leis L'masnison Medetani Ayah. Yesterday we learned in our Mishnah that the Mishnah said that if somebody wanted to make an Erev Tchum for Shabbos, but he wasn't quite sure in which direction he wants the Erev to work, because he didn't know in which direction the Rav who he wants to listen to the Shir or the Goyim that he's running away from are coming, so he could put down the Erev Friday afternoon, he could put down even two Erevs Friday afternoon and see on Shabbos which one he'll need to use. So as we very briefly noted when we learned this yesterday, the validity of doing something like this depends on Breira. Breira means retroactive designation. I do something today, I put down an Erev on Friday, and it only really gets activated on Shabbos retroactively from before Shabbos. Which we know throughout Shas, this is a concept that's discussed. Yesh Breira or Ein Breira, do we say Breira is acceptable? Do we not say Breira is acceptable? And that's really going to be the subject of today's Shir. But before we begin the Shir, there are two very common shilas that are asked when you speak about Breira. Because there are other concepts in Halacha that are very well-known concepts that seem to be always acceptable, and we need to understand why they don't fall under the category of Breira. One is called Igloi Milslam Afreya. Igloi Milslam Afreya means that we find out something was the way it was, and it's acceptable. So the question is, why do we say Igloi Milslam Afreya, even if we have a problem with Breira? The answer is, the Igloi Milslam Afreya, and we'll give an example very soon in the Gemara, is really whatever had to be known, whatever facts were there, were already in effect before when I was doing whatever I was doing. The only thing is, I personally didn't know about it, for whatever reason I wasn't able to know about it. But nothing new happened later that should cause something to happen retroactively. Masha'en came Breira, something later happened that triggered the entire process that you need it to work retroactively, and there we have a question, we say Breira or not. Now there's another question. We know that in Halacha, basis is in the Chumash, Tanai works. You can always make a condition. If this and this will happen, then this and this should happen. So why isn't that Breira? It's a condition. What's the difference between a condition and Breira? So Rashi says, the difference between when do I say it's a Tanai and when do I say it's Breira, Rashi says a very easy way to tell the difference. A Tanai is something in my control. Breira is something that's not in my control. A Tanai is, let's say I am making a condition that if I come to your house for supper tonight, then I have to do XYZ. That's in my control. I can or not come to my house. But let's say I say that if it rains tonight, then so and so I have to do. Rain is not in my control. That would be Breira. That's
you come to my house, then
right.
I do something. You're not my control.
No, I can't make it tonight for you. I can make it tonight for myself.
If you come to my house, I'll do XYZ.
Right. So then I can. If I will come, I will do. Not if you will come. If I will come. That's how Rashi learns. The Ramban learns very differently. The Ramban says that the difference between a Tanai and Breira is that how many options are there. By in condition, there's one option. If A will happen, then I will do B. So there's one thing, there's the if, and then the what will happen if. In Breira, let's use our Mishnah as an example, there are two situations. The Chacham, I don't know if he's coming on the east side, or he's coming on the west side, so I'm putting Erev on the east side and the west side, and then I'm going to choose which one I want. So there's two sides. That's the difference between Breira and a Tanai. And we're going to talk about that Ramban more. There's another very important Machlokes Amoraim, how we look at Breira. One of the questions is, Das Acheres Makna. If there's somebody else involved, it's not in my control, is that called Breira or not? There's a Machlokes Amoraim. Rava says that Breira is irrelevant if it's my control and not my control. If Breira is acceptable, it's acceptable. If it's not acceptable, it's not acceptable. But there are Amoraim that say that the only time Breira is an issue is it's in my control, but something that I don't control. But if it's as Rashi said. But if it depends on other people, that's called das acheres makna, and that we're not concerned with breira. There's one more situation that the chachamim say, that the rishonim say, doesn't fall under the category of breira, because this is an example that we have Masechta Gittin, but truthfully it comes up many times in Shas. Let's say you have a person who never has no children, and he doesn't want his wife to have Yibum Uchalitza. So he says, if I die, this divorce should be effective. Now, according to Rashi's explanation of a condition, that wherever it's not in your control, it's Breira versus Tanai. So dying is not in our control. It's Nebishta's control. So the question is, why is that called a Tanai? It should be called Breira. And throughout Shas, we know that that's called a Tanai. It's always one of the examples that's given by the Gemara of a condition. So the Rishonim answer, whenever something is inevitable, whenever something must happen, in other words, the person makes a condition, if I live, the get shouldn't be a get, if I die, the get should be a get. He either must live or die, there's no other option. That's called a Tanai, not Breira. The only time Breira is when it doesn't necessarily have to happen. That's how the Rishonim, that's a little introduction into speaking about Breira. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Leisa l'masnisim d'tani ayah. The Braisa that ayah taught is different than our Mishnah. Why? The Tana ayah learned in a Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ain't other matnas shnei dvarim kechad. A person can't make two conditions simultaneously. Elam b'chachem l'mizrach, eruv l'mizrach, v'im b'chachem l'mayrav, eruv l'mayrav. A person can make a condition that I'll put down the Erev and say that if he comes on the east side, then the Erev on the east side should work. But if if he comes on the west side, the Erev should work. Aval kan al kan, but where he put down two Erevs. He put one on the east side and one on the west side. And what did he say? Then Shabbos morning, I want to choose which year I want to go to. So that involves Breira. Shabbos morning, I'm going to be Breira. I'm going to choose which year I want to go to. That won't work. Ask the Gemara. Why? Because ain't Breira. Ask the Gemara, Mishna Ulakan Loi, why in a situation where I put down two Erevs and two Rabbonim come and I say that I'm going to choose Shabbos morning where I want to go, that it's ineffective because I'm saying Ein Breira? So in the case where only one person is coming, L'mizrach or L'mariv, isn't that Breira also? It's also Breira. Because I put down an Erev on the east side, I put down an Erev on the west side, and then I say on Shabbos morning when I find out where he's coming, then I'll go that way. So that's also Breira. So Tosfos right away points out that if we say that whenever there's a Das Acheres, when there's ever an outside person making the determination, there's no Breira, then this Gemara's question will not be a question, because it's not really in my control where the Rav is coming from. But this Gemara is going according to the Man Amar that says if you hold a Breira, it makes no difference. So now, what's the difference? Why is Ayoy differentiating? Answers the Gemara. The situation in our Mishnah is, and we really explained this earlier, that the Chacham already came. So let's think about it. Since the Chacham came, Friday afternoon, the Chacham was there. So if I put down the Erev on the east side and the west side, the Chacham, let's say, is already in the east side. Just what's the problem? I didn't know. He was there. It's a Chesor and Yediyah. What did we say at the beginning of this year? If the only thing that's in my way is because I didn't have the knowledge, that's not called Breira. But in the case, even if the Chacham, even if there was a Rav already on the east side, and there was a Rav on the west side, and if I do know or I don't know, it doesn't make a difference, and I only want to choose Shabbos morning where I want to go, that's already Breira. I'm choosing on Shabbos, and it's completely my choice. That's why it falls into the category of Breira, and Ayo doesn't accept Breira. Says the Gemara. So what do we say? We said our Mishnah is seemingly incorrect, because our Mishnah has Rabbi Yehuda allowing Breira, allowing this kind of a situation, that I could put down two Erevs and say on Shabbos morning I'll decide, and Ayo says that he can't do that. Ask the Gemara, Adirabba, the Ayo ibn Mesnissen. Ayo is a Breisa. We know that a Mishnah, Rashi explains, is always more important than a Braisa. So instead of saying that the Mishnah is wrong, say Ayah is wrong. Says the Gemara, Lo Yisalka Daitach. That's not the right approach. The Hashemina Leila Rabbi Yehuda, we have another place that we see that Rabbi Yehuda less Leila Breira. So we have another reason not to accept the version of our Mishnah. Why? That's not. It says a Mishnah. So it's Bryce really. Halakech Yaim Ibn Akutim. Somebody buys wine from Akuti. So Tosfos explains that our Mishnah is speaking before Chazal made a gzeira that you're not allowed to buy wine from Akuti. So you're allowed to buy their wine. The wine can be kosher. But we know that the Kutim, even if they were makbid on taking off Trumas and Maestras, they were only makbid when they were drinking or eating the product themselves. But they didn't believe that there was any problem in selling something not properly tithed to somebody else, because they have a whole different definition of Lifnei Ivel Seitei Michshol. So if I buy wine from a Kuti, I have to take off my own Maisa. Now the case here is that I'm in a rush, or I don't have a utensil where to pour the Truma Maisa into. I get this big barrel of wine, but the Gemara is going to tell me soon how much I have to take off the Truma and some Maisa, but I don't have where to pour it off to. Someone would say it's talking about Shabbos, but that would make it very complicated. So we're going to learn simple. He doesn't have where to pour it off to, and he's a rush. So what could he do? He says, Shnei Lugin Shani Osa Lahafrish Harein Truma. We know that Truma, Mida Beninus, the average is a 50th, 2%. So let's say we have 100 gallons. He says 2 gallons should be the Truma. Asara Maiserishin. 10 should be Maiserishin. Actually, Tosfos points out it's not really 10. It's 9.8. Because you started with 100. You deduct 2 for the Truma, so you're down to 98. And 10% of 98 is 9.8, not 10. But the Gemara uses round numbers. Now, Tisha Maiserishini. Again, it's not really 9, because you take off 9.8 from 98, you're down to close to 88, and 10% of 88 is really 8.8, not 9. Again, round numbers. Now, the Ma'aseh Sheni, you could be paida, you could redeem. And La Halacha, the redemption, is very simple. I just say that this coin that I have should be, that the Ma'aseh Sheni should be redeemed on that. So since that's easy to accomplish, this is the way that we show and explain, we're not going to rely on anything else. Do the redemption, and you don't have a problem with the Maaser Sheni. But what do I still have in here? I still have in here the Maaser Rishon and the Truma. What happens? Says the Mishnah, Meichel Shoyis Miyad, I drink right away. What about the Truma? What about the Maaser? That I'll take off later. In other words, I have plenty to drink, and I have plenty to leave over from. That's Rameya. Obviously, what does Rameya hold? Breira. That at the end, when I take the 2 gallons for Truma, I take the 10 gallons or the 9.8 gallons for Maaser Rishon, I will retroactively say that that was the Truma, that was the Maaser from the beginning. So you see Rameya holds a Breira. Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosef, Rav Shimon Oisrim. What are they Aser? Because they hold Ein Breira. Now there's a Gevaldige Kasha from the Sfasemis here. The Sfasemis asks, let's look at this barrel of wine. We have here a barrel of wine. It has in it 2 gallons of Truma, 10 gallons of Maaser. Forget about the problem of Breira. He can leave this gallon of wine, who knows how long. So why isn't there a problem? You have the Chulin wine sitting together with the Truma and Maaser wine. It's giving off a Bliya, because the halacha is that if it sits together for 24 hours, it covers Kumavushal. So it's sitting together for more than 24 hours. The Gemara doesn't say that you have to make sure to take it off by 24 hours. The Gemara says you can leave it like this forever. Who knows how long? And you'll have a bliya of the Truma and the Maaser into the Chulin. Sfasemis is a kasha. So the Sfasemis says that just like you rely on Breira, that the part you take off is the Truma and the Maaser, and the part you leave off, ultimately, and the part you leave off is Chulin, Breira will also tell you that the Bliya was never Maaser Truma, that the Bliya that went out from that part was never designated as Truma and Maaser, it always remained Chulin. It's a chap.
Then I have less than the shear.
So then you may have to take off a little, no, because it doesn't lose anything from substance. It may lose some time. The time you'll say that you never designated that time, it should be Truma or Maaser. So here you see clearly Rabbi Yehuda doesn't subscribe to Breya. Says the Gemara, Ula. So here, that's why we say our Mishnah is wrong, because we have another proof that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Breya. Ulaimer, but Ula says, Les la'aya l'mesnisen. Aya is wrong. Rabbi Yehuda does subscribe to Breira. Ask the Gemara, Velhadik Tani, we just finished learning a Braisa that showed us clearly that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't subscribe to Breira. Velhadik Tani, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Oisrim. Answer the Gemara, Ula Zuzi Zuzik Tani. That is how you'll put a comma. The way we put the comma was, Divra Meya, comma. He's the one that holds the Breira. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Oisrim, because they don't hold the Breira. Ula puts the comma after Rabbi Yehuda. Divra Remei Rabbi Yehuda. Remei Rabbi Yehuda do hold the Breira. That's one pair. Zuzi is a pair. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon Oisrim, that pair doesn't hold the Breira. Because he puts the comma after Rabbi Yehuda instead of before Rabbi Yehuda. Zuzi Zuzi Tani. Divra Remei Rabbi Yehuda, that do hold the Breira. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon Oisrim don't hold the Breira.
What about the Vav in front
of the Rabbi? So he has to obviously put in a Vav. Now there's a very, very important Shailan that we're showing him here. When we say Ein Breira, what does Ein Breira mean? Doesn't mean that it's halachically meaningless. So let's talk about this barrel of wine. If you hold Ein Breira, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon don't hold the Breira, the Gemara is learning. So it means it's completely like nothing happened. My entire speech that I said, Shani Asa Lahafrish, has no validity, and I have here a barrel of Tevel. That's one way of looking at it. Tosfos has two directions. Another direction of looking at it is that we don't know. When the Man Dharma holds Ein Breira, it doesn't mean that it's completely not valid in halacha. It means I'm not sure how to look at it, and I have to be machmer. That means I have to be machmer on one hand. I can't just assume that nothing happened. On the other hand, I can't assume that it was good and drink. And that's a very big shail in the Rishonim, how to look at the mandama that holds Ein Breira. Is it meaningless, or is it something that will chosh it for l'chumra? And we'll talk about it more later. Ask the Gemara, v'savra Yoisi, Ein Breira, is that true? The Rabbi Yoisi doesn't subscribe to Breira, but Tanan, we learned in Mishnah Masech Tekilim, Rabbi Yoisi Omer. So we spoke just the other day that under certain circumstances, a woman has to bring a carbon, two birds. One is a carbon chattis, one is a carbon oila. It could be when she was a ledes, when she had a baby, or she was a zava. So the halacha is like this: Shtei Nashim Shalachos Kineim, two women, Rachel and Leah, bought two pairs of birds, be'erif. They're all mixed up. All four birds are mixed up. Aisha nasna kain el kain, or they went and they brought these birds to the kain. Eizah shi'etz kain yakriv oila. Now the kain could go and designate this bird will be the oila for Rachel, or leizah shi'etz chatas. This one will be a chatas for Leah. When is he doing it? When he's being makrivit. So that's retroactive designation. They brought the birds. And they're retroactively saying that this is hers and this is hers. So Rashi explains the Gemara like this. The first Mishnah in Masechet Zvachim teaches us that when a Kohen brings a carbon oil or a carbon chatas for a person, he has to know who he's bringing it for. So he can't just say that this bird is for whoever and this bird is for whoever. Because he has to say if it's a Shinui Bailim, if he doesn't bring it for the proper person, then the carbon isn't valid. So now he's bringing the carbon and he's saying, I'm saying this bird was Rachel's Oila. It's a Breira. So we see Rabbi Yossi subscribes to Breira. Now Tosfos has a problem with Rashi's Pshat. Why? Because Tosfos says that when we say Shinui Bailim is possible, it only means when you actively have in mind the wrong person. That means, if Reuven brings a carbon, and when the Kohen brings the Reuven's carbon, he has in mind, I'm bringing this carbon for Shimon. That's possible. But let's say Reuven brings a carbon, and the Kohen doesn't think, I have a carbon here, I'm doing my job. I don't know, Reuven, Shimon, it's Stama, so it's good enough. So ask Tosfos, according to Rashi's Pshat, why are you saying that it's possible? The Kohen has four birds, he does his job. So that's why Tosfos has a different Pshat. Tosfos says the halacha is that a carbon oilus chatas and a carbon chatas and a carbon chatas oif, the blood has to be sprinkled on different places on the Mizbeach. The oila has to be lamala mechuta sikra on the upper half. The chatas has to be in the bottom half. If you do it in the wrong place, then the carbon is possible. So now I need that the carbon should designate which one is the oila and which one is the chatas. Because if he's going to not designate it, he's going to end up maybe bringing the chatas on the bottom, the chatas on top and the oila on the bottom, which would be a psul. You have to have a designation. That's how Tosfos learns Pshat. Now, How does Rashi answer Tosfos Kasha? That you don't have to have specific designation. As long as you don't have the wrong person in mind, you're fine. So the Kohen Yaakov answers that when is the halacha that I don't specifically have, that the Kohen doesn't have to specifically have you in mind? That's if your carbon was already designated as yours. You brought a carbon, it's your carbon, and it has your identification on it. Now the Kohen, even though he didn't have you in mind, as long as he didn't have anyone else in mind, it's good enough. He was never actively designated to be my carbon. So since it was never actively designated to be my carbon, even if the Kohen didn't specifically have me in mind, just he didn't have anything else in mind, it's already possible. That's why Rashi learns Shinui Bailam. So now we see that he holds a Breira. Amarav, a Hosm Kishesna. They made a condition when they bought it that the Kohen could do whatever he wants. Ask the Gemara, Hakamayla Memra. If that's the case, that the women brought the birds and they told the Kohen, we didn't make any designations yet, you do whatever you want, obviously, there's no question. What's the Mishnah teaching us? Answered the Gemara, Kamashmat Kerav Chizda. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is Rav Chizda's din. Dom Rav Chizda, Ein Akinim Esparashos. The only time you could designate the bird to be for a specific person or to be for a specific carbon is either when the Baalim, when the people who bought it for themselves buy the birds, so here the Mishnah is teaching us, since the women gave up their opportunity when they bought the birds, they can't anymore have an opportunity to designate these birds. When will be the only time that these birds can be designated for people and for karbonos? B'shas the Kohen begins to do the avoda. Ask the Gemara. So that is no proof that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold a breira. Ask the Gemara. Vakati son of Rabbi Yossi ain't breira. Is it still true that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold a breira? V'tanya, am orach amalachava. There's a chaver going to the store to buy vegetables. And Am Oritz meets him. So he asks him, Kachli aguda achas shel yerek, do me a favor, buy me a bunch of vegetables. A glusk achas, buy me a cake, a challah. Ain't it sarach la'as the divar of Yossi. So now the chaver went and bought two bunches of vegetables. Let's keep it very simple. He bought two bunches of vegetables. He comes home, he keeps one, and he gives one to the Am Oritz. So if we say Breira, so this bunch of vegetables was always the Amoritz's. So what the Amoritz does with it is not the Chava's issue. But if we don't hold the Breira, so when he bought it, we don't know whose is whose. They're both possibly his. Now when he gives it to the Amoritz, he's selling his vegetable to the Amoritz. Now a Chava is not allowed to sell, we spoke about this the other day, a Chava is not allowed to sell to the Amoritz something she'enim asurkin. So if you hold the Breira, it was never his. Breira tells me that this bunch that I gave the Amoritz was never mine. But if you don't hold the Breira, then it was his. And that's why he has to take off Meiser. And that's exactly what it says there. Ein tzarich la'aser divrei Rabbi Yossi. Why? Because he holds a Breira. The Chamayim tzarich la'aser. So here we see clearly that Rabbi Yossi holds a Breira. Answers the Gemara, you're right. Epoch. We have to change the Shittas. Rabbi Yossi is going to be the one. The Chaver.
Does not have to take Meiser. Before he gives it back to the
Amoritz. Right, not give it back, he never gave it to him. Before he gives it to him. Why? Because he relies on Breira, that it was always the Amoritz's.
So it's
going
to be Einam Osus
then. Right, now what the Amoritz does is not my business. That's not my business. So Epech, Rabbi Yossi is going to hold that, Rabbi Yossi is going to hold Tzarech Lasser because he holds Ein Breira. The Chum will hold Ein Tzarech Lasser because they hold a Breira. Tashman, another story. Ha'am, Maisa Shieshli Bebesi, I have Maisa Shen in my home. And I want it to be mechulo as a sella shetala biyadi manakis. I'm going to pull a coin out of my pocket. I have a bunch of coins in my pocket. Halavai. What do you call it? And whichever coin comes out, that coin will retroactively be used for the pinyan hamaisa. Rabbi Yossi Omer, mechulo. So, mechulo as sella shetala biyadi manakis. Rabbi Yossi Omer, mechulo. Rabbi Yossi says it works. Now it's Breira. Why? Because I'm saying now that when I pull out a coin later, retroactively it should be said that this was the coin that was always the one that was used for the pigeon. That's Breira, retroactive. So how come Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold the Breira? How could he say it? Answers the Gemara, Epech. You have to change that too. Eimer Rabbi Yossi Amaloi Chilo. Rabbi Yossi is going to say it won't work. Why? Because he doesn't hold the Breira. Ask the Gemara, We had here one braisa where Rabbi Yossi clearly doesn't hold the braira, the braisa that we had with Truma. We had two braises where Rabbi Yossi held the braira. So why are we switching and turning around two braises because of one braisa? We don't like to really change braises. We want to do it as minimally as possible. So here, instead of changing two, we should change one. Or my chazis, asked the Gemara, the apres, tarti mekame chada, epe chada mekame tarti. Answered the Gemara, havadi epcha. The second braisa, I would anyway have to change what Rabbi Yossi says. The Tani Sefer, because let's continue learning that braisa. The braisa says, "Moed Rabbi Yossi, but I'm a meiser sheishli b'teich beisi that I have meiser in my home. Yimachola asel chatoshe shetal biyodim menachis that it should be redeemed on this new coin that I have in my pocket. Shechilo. So now, what Rabbi Yossi is saying here, shechilo, that here it would work. In contradistinction, in the in Sefer it works." And the counter distinction in the ratio where it won't work. But if our girsa will be that Rabbi Yossi holds that it works in the ratio, so what's the difference between the safe and the ratio? It must be that in the ratio he said, anyway, that we must say that he said that it doesn't work. So without the issue of yesh breira or ein breira, and trying to figure out what Rabbi Yossi holds, I must say that he won't hold it. If in the safe Rabbi Yossi says the pinion works, mechlal that in the ratio the hasam loichil, it must be. That's why I have anyway have a proof that I have to change what he says in the ratio. So now I already have two brises where he says ein breira, this brise and the brise that we learned on Amud Aleph, and that's why I'm going to say that the brise that we learn on top with my the brise of the vegetable I'll change also. Now the Gemara asks, but let's understand this brise. In the first case of the brise, Rabbi Yossi says that I have a coin in my pocket. I have coins in my pocket, and I say that I'm going, that I want my maaser should be redeemed on the coins. It doesn't work. Why? Because ain't breira. So why in the second case, just because he said I have a new coin, what's the difference if I have new coins or old coins? Hi, sell chadosh echidimim. Ida ikatati tlas. If there's a few coins in your pocket, the yesh breira, and we're going to say that Rav Yossi subscribes to breira. Hi, na kamaisa. We already proved from the ratio that Rav Yossi doesn't hold the breira. El deleko, how are you going to explain? Delek el chada, I only have one coin in my pocket. So since I only have one coin in my pocket, I don't have to rely on breira. Because when do I need to rely on breira? I need to rely on breira when I have a bunch of coins. And now breira will tell me that this coin I picked out was the one that was always the one that was going to be the one the pigeon should be on. But if I only have one coin, there's no shaila what the breira is going to, what the pigeon is going to be. There's only one. So what's the shaila? Maisha Tala. Tala means that the one I'm going to pick out, there's nothing to pick, there's only one. El Delek El Chod, my Tala, answers the Gemara, the Sefer, there's only one coin. I, if there's only one coin, why does the Sefer use the terminology Tala? I, the Tani Reisha Tala. Since in the Reisha we talked about the word Tala, that's why Tani Sefer Nama Tala, we use the same word, because like we explained here many times, since they learned the Brises by heart, they wanted to make it easy for them to know, to remember the braises. So sometimes they didn't always use the most precise terminology at the sake of being able to memorize. So here, even though in the Sefer, the word Tala is actually inappropriate, but we use it because it is appropriate in the ratio. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Rav Nachman, Man Hai Tana, Da Fil B'd Rabbonin Les Lebreira. Who's the man to Amr that says that even by something that's Rabbonin, we don't hold a Breira? So right away, Tosfos asks, it's the Gemara that we just learned on tap, because we just spoke about taking Meiser from Yerek, and Meiser Yerek is a Rabbonin. So why is the Gemara looking for a man to Amr that's going to be Machmer, even by the Rabbonins, not to hold a Breira? I have it for you right on top of Amr. So Tosfos answers, he said such a teretz earlier in the week, that since Meiser is something sheyesh loy ikum in a Torah, albeit not by Yerek, but by Dog and Torah Yitzer, Meiser is a Chiyim Adaraisa, so that's not called Rabbonin. The Rabbonin is something that ain't loy ikum in a Torah, has no basis in the Torah. So now I'm looking for Manda Omer again, Man Haitanin da fil bid Rabbonin less loy Breira, that even by the Rabbonin doesn't hold the Breira. Says the Gemara, the Tanya, because we learned in a Breisa. Amal Chamisha, one person tells five people, Hareini ma'arav al ezim mechem she'eretza, I'm going to make an erev for whichever one of you that I want. Ritzisi yelech, or a person says, if I choose, I will go here. Ritzisi lo yelech. That I'll wake up Shabbos morning and decide if I want to use my erev or not. So the halacha is like this. Rotzim by joim eruve erev. If he made the decision from before Shabbos, then the erev is a good erev. Why? Because there I don't have to rely on Breira. Meshecha Shecha. But once it's already Shabbos, ain't Eruv Eruv. Why? Because after Shabbos I'm relying on Breira, and we can't rely on Breira. Ishtik, Veloy, Amalei Velamidi. So he wasn't able to respond.
So this speaks about Eruv, which is the
Rabbanim. Right, Eruv is the Rabbanim. Ask the Gemara, Veleim Leitana de Beyehu. Let's say it's the Ayoy. The man, the Amid that we began the shiur with today, that Ayoy says that Breira doesn't work by Erev. So what are you telling me? I can't find a Tana who doesn't hold the Breira by the Rabbanon, doesn't hold the Breira by Erev. It was Ayoy. Says the Gemara, Lo Shmi'elei. He never heard Ayoy's Braisa, and that's why he wasn't familiar with Ayoy Shita. Now, before we go further, the Mefarshim say that when we are saying that there's a difference between the Rabbanan and the Raisa, that by the Raisa I'm going to say Ein Breira, and by the Rabbanan I will say Breira. How do we look at that? There's two ways of looking at it, and there's going to be very big nafkamina l'alocha. Do we say, like we say many times in Shas, subject the Raisa l'chumra, and subject the Rabbanan l'kula? So by the Raisa I'm going to be Machmer, not rely on Breira. By the Rabbanan, I'm going to be Mekel and rely on Breira. Or is it that Chazal determined by the Raisa I always say Ein Breira, and by the Rabbanan I never say Breira? What's going to be the nafkamina between two pshatim? A very big nafkamina. Let's say by saying Ein Breira you're going to come out with a kula by the Raisa. So then maybe you will say Breira. Or maybe by saying Ein Breira, you're going to come up with a chumra by the Rabbanan. Then maybe I want to say Ein Breira. So if it's because by the Raisa I'm always Machmer, and by the Rabbanan I'm always Mekel, so I have to look at every situation individually. If on the other hand, Pshat is that Chazal said, this is the way it has to be by the Raisa, Sai l'kula, Sai l'chumra, and this is the way it has to be by the Rabbanan, whether it's a kula or it's a chumra, so then I have to look at every situation individually. Rabbi Yosef, you're looking for Tanoim? Tanaihi. It's a machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya, it says in a Braisa, Hareini me'arav l'shabbos shel kol ha'shana. A person goes and says, I'm putting down an Erev for the whole year. And he says, Ritzisi eilech, Ritzisi lo yeilech. And then every Shabbos, I'm going to decide if I want to utilize the Erev. Says the Tanakama, Ratzim by Yoim, you have to decide before Shabbos. Ratzim by Yom, if he makes a decision before Shabbos, then the Erev could be effective. Meshech Sheicha, but after Shabbos, so now I need to rely on Breira. Rav Shimon Omer, Eruv Erev. Rav Shimon says this Erev is an Erev. The Chama Omerim, Ein Eruv Erev. Ask the Gemara, Vashimino Rav Shimon de Lesle Breira. How could you say that Rav Shimon would say that he can make the decision after Shabbos and rely on Breira? We learned on Amud Aleph that Shimon doesn't hold the Breira. Answer the Gemara, Eleipach. We have to change. The Chacham will say that after Shabbos you can make the designation, and if Shimon holds that after Shabbos you can't make the designation because if Shimon doesn't hold the Breira. Ask the Gemara, my Kasha. Why are you saying that? Dil Mekiles le Rav Shimon Breira. When does Rav Shimon hold the Breira? But the Raisa. Amud Aleph, we were talking about Meiser. That's a deraisa. Av derabonon, isle breira. So we don't have to be mepech. We don't have to switch Rav Shimon and Chamim. We could say Rav Shimon by deraisa doesn't hold the breira, and by derabonon, Erev, he does hold the breisa. Answers the Gemara, Ksav Rav Yoisa. Rav Yoisa holds, man isle breira, the person who holds the breira, loishna by deraisa, loishna by derabonon, isle. Or man lesle breira, loishna by deraisa, loishna by derabonon, lesle, he never holds of it. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, doesn't make that differentiation. As I said earlier, la halacha, we do make the differentiation. But the raisa, we generally say ein breira, but the rabbanim, we do say yesh breira. And Mefarshim make 2 points. One question is, we spoke about Amun Aleph, that when there's only the Ramban said that when there's only one possibility, then we do say Breira. The only time there's a problem with Breira is when he has two Erevs and he wants to decide Shabbos morning. That was the Ramban's Vart. As for Rabbi Kivega has a Tzarchi in Godel on this Kasha. He says an Erev is only one Tzad. In the morning, he's only going to use one Erev. What does Ramban say? The Ramban says we don't say Breira when there are two possibilities. So since there are two possibilities, ain't Breira. But when there's only one possibility, even the man that holds ein breira will hold that falls into the category of a tanai, not a category of breira. But erev, how many erevs can we have? We already learned, and we will learn in many more mishnayos, you can never have more than one erev tchumen per Shabbos. So why is that called that you have two tzadim? It should be called one tzad, and it should be a breira, and should be able to say it's a tanai. That's from Kivegas kasha, and he's blithe with a tzarchin. Rav Shim Rizovsky wants to say that we're not looking at the Tchum. We're looking at the Erev. If you're looking at the Tchum, Rav Kivega is right. There's only one Tchum. I only have this much, and I could choose only one way. But Erev, I have two Erevs. So don't look at, Rav Kivega obviously is looking at the Tchum. And that's why he has a great question on the Ramban. The Ramban's not going to have to look at the Tchum. He's going to have to look at the Erevs. And Erevs, I have two. Now, on Amun Aleph, we also made a following comment. We said that when the man, the Omer who holds Ein Breira, right? What's Pshat in Ein Breira? Doesn't mean he completely discounts Breira, or it's Pshat that he doesn't know, and it'll be Machmer. So they bring a Raya to the Tzad that Ein Breira means nothing. Because why does the Gemara say here, the Meshecha Shecha, that according to the man, the Omer that holds Ein Breira, if you only made your decision after Shabbos began, it's meaningless. So if you hold Ein Breira, I understand it's meaningless. Ein Breira, what you did has no validity. But if you say that I hold Ein Breira, I go L'chumra, so I shouldn't be able to say Meshech Sheikha, it's nothing. I should be like we learned in the previous Mishnah. He's a Chama Gomel. He's stuck. The fact that the Braisa says the Meshech Sheikha, it's meaningless, from here we have a proof that the man that holds Ein Breira, it's nothing. It's not that we have to be Machmir for both sides, which is really Kash and Tysus, because Tysus seems to lean that if you hold Ein Breira, it means that you have to be Machmer on both sides. Here it's a great Raya against Tysus. Rav Amar. Rav says, the Pshat in the Braisa that we learned on an Aleph, when somebody had that barrel of wine, has nothing to do with Breira. There's another concern there. Shani Hossam, to be in and Rashis, Shishirah and Nikarim. Whenever you take Truma Meiser, you have to have that you take off the Truma Meiser and there's something left. Here, what am I doing? I'm going to drink the whole barrel of wine, and then I'm going to be left with the last 12 gallons, that 2 will be Truman, 10 will be Meiser. That's not the Hafrosha, Shishira and Nikarim, and that's not called proper Hafrosha Truman Meiser. Amle Abaya asks Abaya, Elamato, Hoy Lefonim Shnei Rimonim Shel Tevel, if somebody had in front of him 2 pomegranates. Vama, Im Yod Gishomim Hayoim, if rain falls today, Yezet Shumalze. Vimlo Yod Gisham Hayoi, Yezet Shumalze. Hochanami, are you going to say, Ben Yodu, Ben Lo Yodu, Dein Dvarf Klum? Why? Because it's not Shira and the Karim, because they're 2 separate pomegranates. Vichitema, and if you say, yeah, and a Hanami. But Nan, Chuma Sakri Hazer, if somebody says, the Chuma of this barrel, or my Sroys Betoicha, the Chuma Smaisa Zebetoicha, what do you call it? And the Chumas Maisa is around it. Rav Shimon Omer, Kari Hashem. Rav Shimon says that it's good. I, why is it good? There's no Shira in the Karim. And somebody, that's not a question. Because Shani Hossam Dikas Svivov. When I go and I say that in a barrel, I want in the middle there should be a certain amount of Chuma Maisa, so you have the amount that's around and around. That amount that's around and around will be Shira Nikarim. But let's say I'm drinking up a barrel of wine and I'm only left just with a Trumas and Maisris, that won't be Shira Nikarim. Now Rashi and the Ritva ask an obvious question. This, why did the Gemara ask a question from Shnei Remainim Shel Tevel? We have a Mishnah, which is a great question. Shnei Remainim Shel Tevel is just an example he comes up with. So Ritva says it's not just an example. Ritva says that he had a Gemara that he learned from his Rebbe, that it's not, that by Shnei Remainim you can't do it. That's the way Ritva learns. Rashi says this example of Turi Moinim and a person making these conditions was very common in their world. So to come along and say that it's not acceptable was something that they couldn't accept. Vibay Seima, and I'll tell you another reason why this won't work when you have that barrel. Kedetani Tana, Amalei Rameya, Iyat Moida, Shemi Yibaka Moid. What's going to happen? This person has this barrel of wine. He says, I'm going to keep on drinking until I get to the bottom. And the bottom, the last 12 gallons, 2 will be Truma and 10 will be Maisa. And what happens if the barrel busts? It breaks before I get to the bottom. For Nimtza to fall on Freya. So now I don't have any Truma and Maisa. And everything that I drank till now ended up being Tevel. Omlam Lekishi Yibaka. He told him, we'll worry about it when it happens. Ask the Gemara, Olamai Desalka Datim Yikoro. According to what we just explained, the being a racist, Shishira and the Karim, and that's why that approach doesn't work, my Kamerle. So what's he talking about, Shemi Baka Noit? Says the Mahaka Kamerle. Lididon, we hold that this approach won't work. Why? Because being a racist, Shishira and the Karim. And when you do it this way, you don't have Shira and the Karim. Lididoch, that you obviously aren't concerned about Shira and the Karim. So at least be worried about a different reason. Why aren't you worried? Shemi baka annoyed. V'nimtza shoyset follow mafreyem. And that answer on mechshibaka. So the way we end off is like this. In that brisa with the barrel of wine, there are four ways of learning why it wouldn't work. One reason is because ain breira. We just don't accept breira. Another one, which is a variation of the first one, is that ain breira by a deraisa, and there we were dealing with a deraisa, trumas amaisras. Another approach is that you need shireh and nikarim, and when you drink up all the chulin and you're just left with the trumas and maestris, you don't have shireh and nikarim. And a fourth reason why it shouldn't work is shemi baka noid. We're concerned that the barrel may break before you have the opportunity to give the trumas and maestris, and it comes out that you drank tefillin with mafreya.